This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, November 21st. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at the growing speculation behind another presidential appointment to President-elect Obama's cabinet. And we'll have a look at the forecast for Champaign-Urbana this weekend. First, a look at today's news. After waiting weeks, Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich Thursday took action to restore some of the money he cut from the state's budget. He agreed to funding for child welfare workers and drug treatment centers. He also put back money for state parks, but his office won't guarantee the parks will remain open. About a dozen historic sites are set to close at the end of the month, and the governor refused to restore money for that purpose. He also cut funding for other constitutional officers, which could result in more layoffs. The legislature sent Blagojevich a plan in October to sweep money from special accounts that could be used for other state government needs. But the governor says federal restrictions on some of those accounts and a worsening economy left him no choice but to hold off restoring all the funds. The governor earlier this week asked lawmakers for wide latitude to cut the budget further to deal with a growing deficit, but the legislature wrapped up its fall session without acting on his proposal. House Republican Randy Ramey of Carroll Stream says it appears the fiscal problems will have to wait.
There's no money to be had. We're $4 billion behind in payments, $100 billion in debt. They're not giving him borrowing authority to try to shore up some of this stuff. If we're stalled now, and we don't have any ideas now, I'm guessing that they're not going to address anything till next year.
Ramey says he expects the General Assembly will consider several options, even raising taxes in the spring. Blagojevich has vowed he will reject any income or sales tax increase. The Boys and Girls Club in Champaign-Urbana is struggling to avoid making cuts as state payments fall behind. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club relies on those reimbursement dollars for its Teen Reach program and the more than 100 young people who participate daily. But it hasn't received any state dollars since September. Director of Administration Rachel Wright says they're trimming back on some activities like field trips, slowed spending to a crawl, and taken advantage of more free events. She admits it's an uneasy time for the agency's board, which will have to cut positions if the state continues to lag behind. But Wright says such a move would bring on additional problems.
We also have to consider the fact that if we cut staff and we can't serve as many children, that affects the number of program dollars we're able to get, because the programs that the agencies that fund our programs want to ensure that we're serving as many kids as possible. If we cut back on the number of kids we serve, we also affect that kind of income as well.
Teen Reach serves youth between 11 and 18 years old. Wright says the agency must continue running six or seven different activities within it to receive state dollars. She says the Boys and Girls Club is already facing a challenge as corporate donations have slowed down. Its board is planning a couple of new fundraisers to coincide with those already planned. The sagging economy has meant many food pantries have seen an increase in patronage, which is leaving shelves depleted. Peoria Area Food Bank Director Barb Shreves says many of the food pantries she works with have seen as much as a 50% rise in the number of mouths to feed. Jim Sullivan of the Salvation Army's Heartland Division says although the organization is on track with many of their charity programs, inventory in their food pantry is dwindling. He said people who have given in the past are now standing in line saying they need help. In McLean County, the Salvation Army has scrapped next week's annual giveaway of Thanksgiving baskets and will hold on to the goods until Christmas. Sullivan says the program is not a shortfall in donations, but a rapidly growing need for assistance. A Terre Haute company that makes plastic film plans to lay off about 100 workers next month, citing a larger-than-normal seasonal drop in orders. Bemis Company Vice President Melanie Miller says customers who have seasonal business were unwilling to place their orders early, as they have in previous years. One of the company's major products is plastic overwrap for packages of bottled water. Bemis employs about 1,000 workers at its Terre Haute plant. The layoffs will be effective December 1st. Miller says it's disappointing that the layoffs had to occur around the holidays. She says the company will look at staffing levels again in March. A watchdog group has won another round in its legal battle with Governor Rob Blagojevich over the release of federal subpoenas. Sean Crawford reports.
The Better Government Association took Blagojevich to court when he rejected their request to obtain the documents. Federal prosecutors have been looking into possible corruption in the governor's administration. A circuit judge and now a state appeals court have sided with the BGA in the case. Director Jay Stewart says it's a victory for open government.
More transparency is better, and the more records you say aren't subject to disclosure, that's more secrecy you're endorsing. And I don't think secrecy in government is wise at all. I think history is pretty clear that's generally a pretty poor policy.
A Blagojevich spokesman gave no indication about a possible appeal to the Illinois Supreme Court. Instead, he says prosecutors specifically asked the subpoenas to be withheld from the public. He says the administration will consult with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago about its next move. I'm Sean Crawford.
Champaign's County Board held off on a vote last night on its nursing home administrator after a legal opinion from the state's attorney's office advised against it. The resolution called for endorsing nursing home administrator Andrew Boffenbarger in its new capacity as an employee of Management Performance Associates, the consulting firm the county hired to operate the nursing home. But a legal opinion delivered shortly before last night's meeting stated that under their contract with MPA, the county board could not take action that might directly seek Boffenbarger's dismissal. Champaign Democrat Michael Richards says that runs counter to what he was told when the county board approved MPA's contract. Richards says MPA has been doing a good job with the nursing home, but he doesn't feel that way about Boffenbarger.
I was initially skeptical, but I will applaud MPA on the job they're doing. But I think with the complaints we've heard from the union and our lack of fiscal discipline at the nursing home, that we need to change some of the higher level personnel over there.
County Board Chairman Pius Weibel put the measure on the county board agenda on behalf of Richards and other Democrats critical of Boffenbarger and MPA. He says he'll talk with the county's legal counsel before deciding what to do next. In the meantime, the county board did vote to approve $780,000 in tax anticipation warrants for the nursing home. The money will keep the nursing home going into 2009 and be paid off with nursing home property tax revenue due next year. County officials hope that the nursing home will be operating in the black by then. Officials say two Eastern Illinois University students were hurt when a large copper panel in the school's new art center fell to the stage during an orchestra rehearsal. The Mattoon Journal-Gazette reports that both students went to Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center Wednesday night after the incident in the newly renovated Dvorak Concert Hall. A statement from the school says one student has been released and the other is being treated by a hand specialist. The Department of Music says the panel knocked out one of the student's teeth. He says the other student will undergo hand surgery at Springfield Memorial Hospital. For the latest newscast online, go to wil.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Barack Obama's election has kicked off a flurry of political speculation in Illinois. Who will fill his vacated Senate seat? And how many Chicagoans will he bring with him to Washington? But there's another presidential appointment that local political observers are particularly interested in. Robert Wildebor has this report.
When it comes to the history of U.S. attorneys in Chicago, Patrick Fitzgerald is a bit of an oddity. Most U.S. attorneys here have served 3 to 5 years and then gone on to run for governor or take high-paying jobs in large law firms. Fitzgerald has already served 7 years, and President-elect Barack Obama is on the record saying he would keep Fitzgerald right where he is. That would make Fitzgerald even a little more unusual and put him in a league with people like H.M. Ray.
I'm kind of an aberration. There's only a few of us in this situation.
Ray is a former U.S. attorney from the Northern District of Mississippi. He was appointed by President John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, and kept on by Lyndon Johnson. Ray figured he'd get the boot when Republican Richard Nixon took over. And here's what's so unusual. He didn't.
I was floored by it. I didn't expect to be reappointed.
Ray became one of the few U.S. attorneys to serve terms under both Republican and Democratic presidents, 6 different presidents in all. Sid Lezak was another such U.S. attorney. He died 2 years ago, but he served in Oregon for more than 20 years, from Kennedy through to Reagan. His wife Muriel Lezak says her husband had some powerful backers.
We had two Republican senators, Hatfield and Packwood, and they supported my husband completely.
While the president appoints U.S. attorneys, tradition dictates that the senior senator of the president's party actually gets to choose the person for the job, a nice plum to dole out to a political supporter. But that's not how Patrick Fitzgerald was hired. He's a career prosecutor who was chosen by a former Republican senator because he didn't have ties to the Illinois political establishment. If Fitzgerald stays on under Obama, he's well on his way, well, maybe not well on his way, but he's on his way to putting in as much time as Ray and Lezak did.
Is it unusual that someone like Pat would be asked to stay for an extended period of time? The answer is It is not common for that to happen.
Tony Veloukis was the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois from 1986 to 1990.
I would be surprised, frankly shocked, if the United States Attorney isn't stay in office as long as he wants to.
Assistant U.S. attorneys working under Fitzgerald successfully prosecuted former Illinois Governor George Ryan. They've prosecuted cases involving corrupt hiring practices in Chicago's City Hall and bribery and kickback schemes in Illinois state government under Governor Rod Blagojevich. Lots of people in Chicago, editorial writers, columnists, politicians, lawyers, they've all expressed concern that Obama might appoint someone else and that that would bring an end to those investigations. But even if Fitzgerald were to be replaced, those investigations wouldn't end.
The nice thing about that office is when you come in, the cupboard is never bare. And when you leave, the cupboard is never bare.
Jim Burns was the U.S. attorney in Northern Illinois from 1993 to 97. He says when he came into office, there were investigations underway, and he couldn't have shut them down even if he had wanted to.
As U.S. attorney, you cannot dictate to the federal investigative agencies. You can't dictate to the FBI. Shut it down. Remember, you've got a lot of career agents and a lot of career prosecutors, very good people. And if you go in and start playing politics, you think they would leak to the media? Somehow they would leak. It'd be a fire hose.
So even if Fitzgerald goes, there are lots of career prosecutors and investigators that have spent years working on public corruption cases that they'll see through to the end. But Burns says Fitzgerald does deserve credit for increasing the heat on local politicians. Fitzgerald's successful prosecutions have attracted attention and dollars from Washington. Burns points out that in the last few years, the Chicago FBI office has gone from having only one public corruption squad to having three. I'm Robert Wildeboer.
In the forecast for the region today, sunny skies, the high around 32 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, the low around 18, mostly cloudy tomorrow, the high around 40, partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 28, mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 48 degrees, mostly cloudy on Sunday evening, a chance of rain with a low around 32, partly sunny Monday with a high around 42 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, November 21st, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bosser, AM 580 News.